Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, 6:13. The weather is going to be interesting today. Rain comes in later on and then lasts through tomorrow. Then it cools off a lot for a while. So we'll have an update for you. Be aware of that, though. And if you see any weather anywhere that you think is of interest and you can safely text us, well, we always appreciate the information at 504-260-1870 because we can't be everywhere at every time. Neither can Ted Rossman, but he's here right now with us. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, to talk about 2026 and the Fed and mortgages and credit cards and savings rates, etc. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
I was talking about the weather. Why don't you give us a financial forecast?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to be in the prediction business here. You know, my expectation is that the Fed is going to cut three times this year, three quarter point cuts, which would be kind of a measured return to normal, if you will. As we know, rates went up a lot in 2022 and 23, and the effort to fight inflation, the Fed raised by 5.25 points back then. And then they cut by a point in 24, they cut by 0.75 point last year. I think we'll see another 0.75 point this year. So kind of the main message is that interest rates are continuing to drift downward, but it's been a much slower process on the way down than it was on the way up.
Why is that, Ted?
This sometimes happens with interest rates and also gas prices. There's a saying that prices can rise like a rocket and fall like a feather. Inflation did get pretty crazy for a while there, so that was why the Fed was pushing rates higher in quick succession. On the way down, they've been taking a slower route, really just trying to follow the data, make sure that inflation's coming down, and just giving more of a slow, measured reduction to the pace here. And that's actually an important point for this year, too, because there are some scenarios in which rates could fall a lot faster, but they wouldn't necessarily be seen as good news. One would be if the job market really took a turn for the worse and the Fed had to slash quickly, trying to ward off a recession, maybe. That was what we saw back during the financial crisis. It's what we saw during the pandemic. But those kind of quick drops usually suggest something bad has happened. There's also the political pressure on the Fed. I know that the president gets an opportunity to appoint a new Fed chair in the next few months. And while he is pushing for sharply lower rates, there are unintended consequences to going too much too fast. That can actually stoke inflation. It can lead to fears that the Fed is less independent. Oddly, even if the Fed were to dramatically lower short-term rates, that could actually push long-term rates higher, including mortgage rates, if there's a feeling that the Fed's not that serious about fighting inflation and it might make a comeback. That actually might push long-term rates higher in a weird way.
So for those of us that aren't Ted Rossmans, and let's face it, really, how many are there? Tell me the link between job market and interest rates, or the labor market and interest rates, and why one would affect the other.
The Fed has this dual mandate from Congress. They're supposed to promote maximum employment and stable prices. And moving the interest rate, essentially moving the price of money, is really the main tool at their disposal. So when inflation is high, they push interest rates higher. They're trying to slow the economy, basically hit the brakes, make it more expensive to borrow. That can actually slow the rate of change for prices. Now, on the other hand, if the job market's weakening, if they're trying to stimulate the economy and incentivize some borrowing on behalf of consumers and businesses, that would be a time to cut rates and basically make it cheaper to borrow and hope that more people start doing so and get the economy moving. There's also the so-called neutral rate, where interest rates are not really stimulating or restricting the economy. We're getting closer to that point. It's actually debated among economists and academics and policymakers where that neutral rate is, probably somewhere in the 2-3% range for the federal funds rate. We're kind of slowly getting back towards normal. But another interesting point here is just that interest rates have been abnormal for most of the last 15, even going on 20 years. So we had record low rates during the Great Recession, and then that persisted a lot of the 2010s, and then the pandemic was another shock. So it's been a while since we had a truly normal interest rate environment. We went from really low to really high, and we haven't had a lot of time in the middle.
So when you talk about the job market tanking, and I'm just saying, you know, for a phrase to use that, if that were to happen, they would lower interest rates to encourage people to take out credit. But are people taking out credit, and let me know if I'm overthinking this or not, would they then be borrowing money just to get by because inflation goes up, but prices generally don't. Once they go up, they stay there. So I guess what I'm saying is that basically giving consumers a shovel to dig the hole deeper, even though they need to dig the hole deeper in order to get the things they need?
Well, it's a good point that if we were to get a recession or some other economic calamity, that might necessitate lower rates, but it wouldn't really be a great time to buy a house or buy a car. I mean, some people would do it anyway, and there is kind of that K-shaped economy idea.
You know, you've read my mind because I was getting ready to ask you that. It all depends on what side of the K you're on, right?
Yeah, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. I mean, some people say a recession is kind of like a garage sale for the rich and all these assets are on sale. Not that we want that scenario, and not that we're expecting that this year. We actually believe that the economy will remain relatively stable and that we will avoid a recession. So that's sort of the basis for the forecast that rates will come down slowly, not dramatically all at once. Right now, the federal funds rate is between 3.5% and 3.75%. It's expressed as a range, and this is basically what banks charge each other for.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Loans, and then consumer loans are a few points higher than that, or depending on the product, sometimes more than a few points higher than that. So we're still probably a point and a half or so above neutral. There is still some room for interest rates to fall and not have a crisis kind of scenario. Like, in other words, the Fed is still restricting the economy a little bit just because inflation is not all the way down to the target. It's getting closer, but it's not quite there. The feeling is that there is some room to remove some of this restriction and take your foot off the brake a little bit without taking it off too much. Mm-hmm. There's very much an art to some of this policy that, even more than science, it is a bit of an art sometimes as far as what's too much or what's too little. It's kind of a moving target for the Fed, and they like to follow data on jobs and inflation and other economic factors, realizing that there's a lag and there's some human error there.
You read my mind again, because when we come back, I'll ask you about that, it being an art, which lends itself to subjectivity, which means, what is that based on? Is it gut feeling? Do they look at numbers and then say, well, yeah, but historically, maybe this, maybe that? Interesting conversation with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, looking ahead to 2026. I know a lot of people are texting and they want to know, when are the interest rates going to come down? When will it be a good time to buy a house? We'll talk about that as well. 621 Traffic Now, WWL. 628, call it, here on WWL. A couple of minutes left with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. So, Ted, for those thinking about buying a home in 2026, what can you say to them about the hopes of interest rates coming down? Is there an average mortgage rate now around the country, and are there opportunities for that to go lower?
There are. Right now, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.25%, which already demonstrates some progress. A couple years ago, it was around 8%. Last year, it was around 7%. We have seen a drift downwards in mortgage rates. I expect further declines this year. We haven't been below 6% for that average since the summer of 2022. I believe that we will soon get there. Rates could fall as low as the mid-fives at times this year. It won't always be an even straight line, though. There'll be other times that rates are higher. I think mortgage rates will move kind of symmetrically around 6% this year, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. It depends on kind of which way the wind is blowing with respect to the economy and the Fed and jobs and inflation and all these factors. It is, though, starting to stimulate some buying activity. Rates are not going back to the generational lows that we saw 5 or 6 years ago when you could get a 3 or 4% mortgage. But going below 6 is an important barrier.
On the other side, if you're saving money and on the upper part of the K?
The best savings rates right now are in the mid-4s, even though that'll decline a bit this year. We could be looking at upper 3s to around 4% by the end of the year. That's still pretty good for your sleep-at-night kind of money.
And credit cards, if you're using credit card as a method of borrowing, you're in the wrong business, correct?
Credit card rates are high, and they're going to stay high, unfortunately. Right now, the average is 19.7. Even if that falls to around 19% by the end of the year, it's still high. 19, 20, 21, you're kind of hardly noticing the difference there.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate your time. Inside, as always, Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jeff Palermo about what's going on with them Tigers right now. Time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Ian Osan. All right, he sets a tornado warning, not a watch, until 7:30 this morning. Thank you. We'll have any details if they become available or if there's anything else we need to tell you. But meanwhile, if you're in the Franklinton area extending into Mississippi, you are under tornado warning until 7:30, Ian, correct? Got you. Thank you. All right, Jeff, I'm sorry. Back to you. We just wanted to get that weather information out there.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, great game, but now this means that Charlie Weiss, obviously the offensive coordinator for LSU, no longer has to do double duty. He gets to come back home during his new home, and they need him because LSU is trying to lock down this transfer portal class, and in particular, they're still really trying to find a quarterback. They're still looking, especially for a starting quarterback, because the portal window has been open now for a week. It opened last Friday. and you're still without a guy that you can point to as, hey, this guy's probably going to be our starter in 2026.
So Damon Williams, apparently now that soap opera has taken another turn. Now he says he is staying at Washington, right?
He is staying at Washington. There were statements released last night. It was quite a turn because, I mean, a lot of this has been a big, you know, a turn from one area to the next, right?
Soap opera. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really looks like Sam Levitt was the guy. He spent a couple days on campus earlier this week. He's the quarterback from Arizona State. We talked a lot about him earlier in the week.
With the Liz Frank injury to the foot, just so people understand who we're talking about. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. He's got 2 years of eligibility, but would not be able to compete in the spring because of that. He's recovering from surgery to correct the Liz Frank injury. And he was on campus starting on Monday, was there all the way to Wednesday morning, but he kind of left abruptly on Wednesday when Damon Williams got into the transfer portal. Now, Damon Williams is an outstanding quarterback. Sam Levitt is the number one quarterback in the transfer portal class, but Williams is a guy who threw for 3,000 yards last season. He's going to be ready for spring football. He enters the transfer portal, or he attempts to, or he announces that he is, but Washington refuses to put his name in the transfer portal because he had signed a revenue sharing agreement. And they were going to do whatever they could to enforce it. It looked like it was getting even worse yesterday for Damon Williams. His representative basically dropped him, so he's no longer representing him anymore. But then at about right before 7 o'clock last night, it was announced that he was staying at Washington. And according to Ross Dellinger for Yahoo Sports, if he went and signed somewhere else to play football, that school would owe Washington $4 million. Mm-hmm. Plus, then you'd have to have the NIL agreement with Damon Williams. So it just it didn't work out. And it seemed like that was the guy that LSU had its eyes set on. And now, as I mentioned, we're a week into this thing, and you still don't have your main guy. It looks like Sam Levitt, who's been at Tennessee ever since he left Baton Rouge, he could potentially sign there. There is Dylan Raiola, who's the quarterback at Nebraska, but he has received very little interest so far in the transfer portal. So now you're just you don't have that guy that you can certainly look to and say, yep, this is our guy. This is going to be someone that the fan base is going to get really behind. So it is. It certainly has taken a big turn here, and we'll see how it goes. But I am a little bit stunned at this point, Tommy, that we're sitting here, because I think I was on with you last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know, the quarterback is probably going to be one of the first guys they sign just because, you know, this is what you want to, as you go out and you recruit offensive linemen and wide receivers and running backs, you want to show everyone, hey, this is going to be our guy. Come play in this offense. But they still don't have that guy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Again, a tornado warning for Franklinton in the Mississippi until 7:30, a tornado warning. Be aware of that. And also, when it comes to transfer portal, it gets a little bit more confusing because both Miami and Oregon are going to need quarterbacks. And from the supply side of that, you got to wonder who's waiting to see what happens with either one of these two programs before making a decision. More with Jeff Palermo when we come back. 6:52, 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Katy Perry bringing us back from break. Who's in, who's out, who's hot, who's cold? I don't know, with this transfer portal. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Another kind of wild card in all of this, Jeff, is that Miami and Oregon are both going to be looking for quarterbacks themselves. And from the supply side of it, quarterbacks maybe like Levitt could be waiting to see what happens there, or what? Take me through that part of it, the supply side of the quarterback thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Because there was a lot of talk that with Damon Williams and with Sam Levitt, especially Damon Williams, there was talk that maybe Oregon could potentially go after him, even though the Big Ten Conference was really fighting, was really going to sit there and support Washington. So it probably wouldn't have made sense for Damon Williams to go to Oregon if he was truly trying to get out of his revenue sharing agreement. Then you have Miami's, you know, Carson Beck. This is his final season. A lot of talk that Sam Leavitt or Miami that was going to try to go and get Sam Leavitt potentially, or at least bring him in. But the fact that these two teams are now, we got three teams that are playing, it does, I think, hurt their chances as far as bringing in new players, especially high-profile players like Sam Leavitt. Because when Sam Leavitt's been visiting these campuses, he's been to Kentucky, LSU, Tennessee. He's spending more than 24 hours there at these places. So, and they're a little bit more worried about the college football playoff. But let's see. Maybe now that Miami's done with that game last night, they're going to have a couple days to decompress. Maybe now Sam Leavitt heads over to Miami and takes a visit there too.
There are more people on the team besides the quarterback. Quickly, who did LSU sign?
Well, yesterday was a good day as far as getting some linemen, defensive linemen. They certainly needed those types of guys last night. They ended up getting someone from Auburn, Malik Watson, who I think is someone that can come in and step in and play right away. They also ended up getting an edge rusher, so. And they're starting to build up a little bit on their offensive line. They ended up getting an offensive lineman. They actually got a couple yesterday, a junior college player, and then they also ended up getting a player who was at a MEAC school the week, a MEAC school as well. So they're building this roster back up, but everybody's wondering who that quarterback's going to be.
Thank you, Jeff.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,